Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back together as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 18th day of Iyar, the 32nd day of the Omer, today's Lag BaOmer, and in Israel, where it is already Yom Revi'i, the 19th day of the month of Iyar. We continue to hold Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael in our hearts, davening, thinking of our brave Chayalim, and all of those, including the American forces standing on the front lines protecting our people. And he who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings, in his mercy, put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell in safety. And may the Redeemer come to Zion. May this be his will. The Nomar. Amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Benjamin Joseph Samuels, Rabbi Benjamin Samuels of Congregation Shari Tefillah in Newton Center, Massachusetts, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Samuels' remarks, he will lead us in the recitation of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, chapters 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as then translated into English, which will then be followed by the Mishaberach for our incredible Chayalim, and finally, with Rabbi Samuels leading us in the Mishaberach L'Cholim, during which he will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us on the call the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. Sign up for the daily reminder email. You could do so anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link, as always, is ou.org/Tehillim call. With that, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Samuel.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, and my enduring appreciation to you, and especially to the Orthodox Union at large, for your exemplary leadership of our community. Hello, everyone. Today is Lag BaOmer, an oasis of serenity, even joy, during the days of the Omer that we normally and normatively associate with mourning. And here I share with you a conundrum, a difficulty, a question, and that is we mourn during this period between Pesach and Shavuot because we honor the memory and learn the hard lessons of the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva who perished during this time, according to the Gemara in Yevamos, Shelo Nahagu Kavod Ze Laze, because they did not show each other due honor. Their Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, their interpersonal ethics were lacking. And the question is that we know that Rabbi Akiva teaches in the Sifra that Ve'ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha, you shall love your fellow, your neighbor, as you love yourself. The golden rule, you should love your neighbor as you love yourself, Rabbi Akiva said, Zeh Klal Gadol BaTorah. This is the central organizing principle of the Torah. Hillel, when asked to summarize the whole Torah, Al Regel Achas, standing on one foot, cites a variation of this Klal Gadol. How is it possible that the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva were unable to learn what their Rebbe said was the Klal Gadol BaTorah and perished because of their failure to uphold his central lesson. Some want to claim that perhaps Rabbi Akiva himself learned too late that he had to emphasize this lesson in his teaching to his students, and that he rededicated himself to this principle and to its articulation and tutelage in the aftermath of this horrible calamity that we still mourn until this day. And the Gemara there tells us that Rabbi Akiva went south and he raised up 5 students, not 24,000 students, but 5 students. And were it not for those students, our Masorah would have been lost. And one of those students is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, whose Ilula is today, is Yurtzeit. And even Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, if one reads the rabbinic narratives about his life, he too had to learn in his life how to recognize Ve'ahavterecha Kamocha when he departed and withdrew from the world and went to the cave. And then ultimately, after 12 years, left the cave. He couldn't reconcile himself to the less than ideal form of Jewish lives that he perceived people were living. So God sent him back to the cave, and after a year of learning and reflection, he comes out. And now he is able to emphasize Ve'ahavterecha Kamocha Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, and continues to be the great leader of Klal Yisrael. So on this Lag BaOmer, on this Yurtzeit and Hilula of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, when we find ourselves halfway almost between Pesach and Shavuot, anticipating our Kabbalah Satorah, at this moment in Jewish history, at this moment in the history of the State of Israel and America, we dedicate to redouble our efforts for the Ahavterecha Kamocha, for loving our fellow as we love ourselves, for Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, for our interpersonal ethics, for our Achdus, for our unity as the people of Israel. We know together we stand strong. And the Orthodox Union brings our voices together every day to say Tehillim, to pray for Klal Yisrael, to express our Ahavas Yisrael. And Im Yirtzeh Hashem, the heavens will open and hear our ardent prayers and grant Geula, redemption to our people, so we may know war no more. We will live in peace and live lives of Kedusha and Tahara, Al Pi HaTorah, Lishmor Kol HaMitzvos, to observe all of the mitzvahs and to fulfill the Torah. Please join me as I recite slowly our daily Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20, Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121, and then concluding with 130, after which we will sing Achenu, and I will pray for Israeli soldiers, and then we will pray for the ill in our personal lives and those of all of Israel. I begin with Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. Lam natseach mizmor ledavi. Ya'ancha Adonai biyom tsara, yisagevcha shem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisadecha, yizkor kol minchostecha, ve'olosko yidash nesela, yitein Adonai kilbovecha, v'chol atzascha yimolei. Niranana bishuastecha, uveshem Eloheinu nigdol, yemale Adonai kol, misha losecha. Ato yodati, ki hoshia Adonai mishicho, yaanehu, mishmei kodsho, bigvuros, yesha yemino. Eila barechev, ve'eila basusim, ba'anachnu, Beshem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Hema Karuvin Afalu, Va'anachnu Kamnu V'Nitzodad, Adonai Hoshia, HaMelech Ya'aneinu, V'Yom Koreinu. We move on to Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shir Lamalot Esai Einai El Heharim Meayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Mi'im Adonoi Osei Shomayim Baret. Al Yitain Lamot Roglecha Al Yanum Shomrecha. Hine Lo Yanum Velo Yishan Shomer Yisroel. Adonoi Shomrecha Adonoi Tzilcho Al Yad Yiminecha. Yomam Hashemesh Lo Yakeko V'yareach Balaylo. Adonoi Yishmorcho Mikol Ro Yishmor Es Nafshecho. Adonoi Yishmor Tzitzchavu Echo Me'ato V'yad Olam. Tehillim Kuflamed. Shir Hamalot Mimamakim Kirosicho Adonoi. Adonoi Shima Bekoli Tiyeno Oznecho Kashuvos Lekol Tachanunoi. Im Avonos Tishmoryo Adonoi Mi Yamod Ki Imcho Hasalicho Leman Tivore. Kivisi Adonoi Kibson Navshi Velidvaro Ochalti Navshi Ladonai Mishomrim Laboker Shomerim Laboker Yachel Yisrael El Adonoi Ki Adonoi Hachested Veharbei Mofedus Vehu Yiftes Yisrael Mikol Avo Nostav. Please forgive the weakness of my voice, but we will sing together Achenu. You'll sing in your home. I'll sing on this line. Let us join our voices together. Achenu Kol Beis Yisroel. Achenu Kol Beis Yisroel Hanesunim Batzara Uvashivya Haomdim Bein Bayam Uvein Bayabasha. Amakom Yerachem Yerachem Aleihem Biotzieh Mitzara Lirvacha Umeafela Leora Umishibud Ligula Hashta Magala Ubizman Karib. Benomar Amen. As for our brothers and sisters of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the omnipresent have compassion on them, lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now swiftly and soon. And let us say, Amen. Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, hu yibarech et chayalei tzva hagana l'Yisrael, ve'anshei kochot habitachon. Omdim al mishmar tzenvar aleinu, mi halabanon bad midbar mitzrayim, min hayam hagadol ad lavo arava, ubachol makom shehem, bayabasha ba'avir ubayaham, yitein adunai es oyvenu hakamim aleinu nigafim lifneihem, akadosh baruch hu yishmor v'yatzil es chayelenu mikol tzara v'tzuka, umikol nega umachala, v'yishlach bracha v'atzlacha b'kol maaseh yedeihem, Yad Birsonenu Tachtehem Yatrem Bekeser Yeshuaba Teres Nitzachon Te Atrem Bikuyam Bahem Akasub Ki Adonai Elohechem Haulechim Lochem Lilochem Lochem Imoibechem Loshiaschem Venomar Amen. And now we recite the Mishaberach for Chilim and Cholot, for the ill, the last text in the OU packet that is available on the OU website. Please listen carefully, and when we pause, recite to yourself or them all of the names of the ill who are in need of refuah shlema min ha-shamayim. Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe ve'Aharon, David u'Shlomo, Hu yivarech et ha'cholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lehachalimam, Leraposam, Lahachazikam, Lahachayosam Bishlach Lehem Mehera Refua Shlema Min HaShamayim Lechol Ebereim Lechol Gideihem Besoch Shar Olei Yisrael Refua Sanefesh Urefua Haguf Hashta Bagalav Izman Kariv Benomar Amen. Happy Lag or Lad Ba'Omer, depending what part of the world you are in. Thank you again for this opportunity to share in this moment of Ahavas Yisrael on Lag Ba'Omer.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Samuel. It's great to have you back on the program. We certainly look forward, please God, in Yiras Hashem, for the next opportunity. I also want to thank Rebecca Levy, as always, for all of her help behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope for all of Am Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day and a beautiful Lag Ba'Omer.